I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorns have a field on the lonely sea. I'm back. In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. In my adobe hacienda, nestled in the western hills, evening breezes softly murmur harmony with whippoorwills. When setting sun says the long day is done, sweet music starts to fill the air. In my adobe hacienda, harmony is everywhere. Harmony is everywhere.
Well, hello there, friends and neighbors, and once more, welcome again to Melody Ranch. I am tired and I'm weary, but I must toil on till the Lord comes to call me away. Where the morning is bright and the lamb is the light and the night is as fair as the day.
There'll be peace in the valley for me someday.
There'll be peace in the valley for me, I pray.
No more sorrow and sadness or trouble will be.
There'll be peace in the valley for me. The bear will be gentle, the wolf will be tame, and the lion will lay down by the lamb. The host from the wild will be led by a child. I'll be changed from the creature I am.
There'll be peace in the valley for me someday.
There'll be peace in the valley for me, I pray.
No more sorrow and sadness or trouble.
There'll be peace in the valley for me.
For me.
Excuse me, Mr. Artery. I want to make a phone call if you don't mind.
Okay. But keep it quiet, will you?
Oh, don't worry. Just go ahead. You won't bother me none.
Well, thank you.
Hello, operator?
And now, folks...
Give me long distance.
Long distance? Oh, it's broke you now.
Wait.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, you just be quiet. I'm calling my folks down home. Hello, operator? Okay, I will. Yeah.
Well, at least quit holding that receiver so tight. It isn't a matter of life and death, you know.
Look, the operator told me to hold on, and that's what I'm doing, bud.
Fine thing.
Hello, long distance? Give me the Alabama exchange, please, ma'am. Yeah, that's right.
What are you laughing at now?
Reminds me of the time that my Uncle Clyde, his wife, called him up on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Uncle Clyde picked up the receiver, lightning struck the wires, and it just knocked him clean across the room. He got up, brushed himself off. He said, yep, that's my wife, all right.
Sorry I asked you.
Oh, that's okay. Hello, Alabama Exchange? Give me Winston County, please, will you?
Now, look here, Buttram. This is...
Now, quiet, will you? Hello, Winston County? Operator 13, please.
That does it. Now I'm going out for a cup of coffee.
Now, wait a minute. I almost got a... Hello, Operator 13? Party line number 2, please. You see, I'm closing in on him now.
Good. Who's him?
Papa. I'm calling my papa.
Oh.
He's down there. Hello, party line number 2? Would you ring 2 longs and a short, please?
See, look, bud, this program only runs 30 minutes,
now,
you know.
Now, look, Junior, I know what I'm doing. Hello, 2 longs and a short. Is that you, Sally? This is Pat Buttram. Pat Buttram? Yeah, Cuddles Buttram, yeah.
That does it, Cuddles.
Oh, darn operators, you'd think that I was... hello, 2 longs and a short. Is that you, Frankie? Frankie, would you run across the field and get Paul to the phone for me?
I've heard enough of this, Cuddles.
Now, be quiet now. He's not there. He what? Broke a leg. They had to shoot him, huh? Okay, Frankie, goodbye.
Gosh, Pat, I'm sorry. How'd it happen?
Well, Paul broke a leg on the kitchen table. They had to shoot him a new one down from the factory. He's going into town.
I remember when I made you cry. Ages and ages ago, I'll never blame you for our last goodbye. Ages and ages ago, something told me when you walked away that time would make me miss you so. And though it happened only yesterday, it seems like ages and ages ago. Now I'm waiting with a broken heart. How wrong I was to let you go. I've lived a lifetime since we've been apart. It seems like ages and ages ago.
Thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, darned if it isn't story time once more. So if it's okay with you, I reckon I'll come right on with today's yarn. You know, there's an old saying that no man knows all there is to know about women. Well, I guess you could say the same thing holds true of a cowboy. Guess the reason's because he's capable of fitting into so many different situations. That is, of course, unless there's a pretty girl in the picture. Then he's as lost as a stray doggy at feeding time. Now, for instance, you take Johnny Bond. He's a good boy. A poor boy, but a good boy. A right good hand, too. But he's always getting himself in and out of more jams than a six-year-old kid at preserve cannon time. Nothing exactly serious, you understand, but he's always in trouble. Want an example? Okay, take the time we were getting ready to make a cattle run over to Cardinville. And Johnny was dead set on having me take him along.
But doggone it, Gene, I ain't been off this place in a month. Please, can't I go?
Well?
Pretty please?
Okay, I'll take you. But on one condition.
Just name it.
Stay out of trouble.
Are you kidding? Forget it, pal. Forget it. I'll be as good as a schoolboy on parent-teacher's night.
And so the next day, Johnny and I, along with three other hands, started out for Cartonville. What's more, everything went along just fine for the first 2 days. But then on the third day out, things changed. I remember we had made camp for the night about 2 miles outside of a place called Silverton. Well, sir, to be right honest about it, I was just saddle-weary enough to want a little change. So I was an easy mark for Johnny's suggestion that we ride into town and take a look around. That, believe me, was a mistake.
Hot dog, this is for me.
Now look here, sonny boy. Before you lose your head completely, let me warn you just one more time. Stay out of trouble. By the way, how much money you got on you?
Oh, a little over $100, I guess. Why?
Well, make sure you keep it. Because just in case you don't know it, those roulette tables aren't here for decoration. See you later.
Hey, where are you going?
Over and see a couple of guys I know at the Cattlemen's Association.
Brother, how dull can you get?
Never mind that. Just remember what I told you.
Yes, Daddy. Hey, bartender, fix me up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, miss. Hey, wait a minute. You're crying. What's wrong?
It's nothing. I just don't know how to do this kind of work, that's all.
Work? You mean you work here?
Well, it was the only place I could get a job.
Holy smoke. What are you supposed to do?
Well, I'm supposed to try and get men to play the roulette wheel. And, well, if I didn't have to take care of a kid brother who was crippled for life...
Now, look, miss, don't cry like that, please. Tell you what, me and some of my boys are just driving a herd of cattle through here, camping for the night a couple of miles east of town, so it'll help you out anyhow. Play a couple of bucks for you.
Oh, would you?
Oh, for you I will. And your kid brother.
Oh, thank you. You don't know what this means to me. And to my kid brother. The table's right over here.
Number 14 red is the winner. 14 red wins. Okay, mister, what do you have? 100 in blue?
You kidding? Give me 5 white ones.
Did you say 5 white ones?
He just wants to play a few dollars, Keno. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, I see. Okay, in that case, here you are, cowboy. Now get your money down, folks. Bet a little and win a lot. Let's go. Get your money down.
Put a dollar on number 13.
Come on, put it
on. Okay, here goes.
Stand back. No more bets. Watch it. Number 13 red is the winner.
Hey, it's my number. You know, honey, maybe you're going to be good luck to me.
Oh, I hope so, Johnny.
Right,
I'd like
going.
To see you
watch
break the bank.
Watch the little ball as she rolls around and around. 25 red wins. Sorry, cowboy, you lose again.
Well, Maisie, that cleans me out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny. I do appreciate, though, what you've done for me and my brother.
Oh, that's okay.
Having a big time, chump?
Huh? Oh, Gene, now look, I can explain everything.
Yeah, I'll bet you can. Come on, we better head back to camp.
But, Gene, you don't understand. I was just helping Maisie out of a... Hey, where'd she go?
To trim another sucker, sucker. On the way back to camp, Johnny told me all about how Maisie had gotten him into the game. He admitted that he'd been taken, and since he did, I figured it was a lesson well learned, even though he had lost every cent he had. But that wasn't the end of Maisie, not by a long shot. Matter of fact, we hadn't been back in camp more than 10 minutes, I guess, when...
Whoa! Whoa, boy! Oh, Johnny, there you are. Oh, I'm so glad I found you.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Please, Johnny, don't be mad at me. I want to talk to you.
Ain't you done enough talking already for one night?
Now, wait just a minute, Johnny. Look, miss, what's this all about?
Well, tonight when Johnny was in the Silver Dollar, some men overheard him tell me that you were running cattle through here.
So?
Well, that's why I came out here. I just found out they're planning to break up your herd.
What?
Are you sure?
Now, hold it just a second. This ain't another trick of yours, is it, Maisie?
Oh, Johnny, please believe me. This is the truth. Well, I'm sorry about tonight, but I wasn't going to stand by and see your herd rustled and maybe some of you hurt.
Well, what do you think we ought to do, Gene?
If your friend here is telling the truth, there's only one thing to do, Johnny. You'd better get a little welcoming party together and fast.
Right.
If you want, I'll be glad to ride back to town, get the sheriff, and have him come out with some of his boys right away.
Do that, Maisie. In the meantime, Johnny and I will get ready for our cattle rustling guests. Well, as soon as Maisie had left, Johnny and I worked out a plan, then sat back to wait for the sheriff Maisie had gone after, or the rustlers, whichever showed up first. We didn't have to wait long.
Oh! Oh! Hey, Eugene Autry!
That's right.
Good. I'm Sheriff Jenkins. Maisie Clark told me you boys was expecting trouble.
Yeah, that's what we hear, Sheriff.
Well, don't worry none. The boys and me are here to see that nothing happens. Right, boys?
Good. Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better. What do you think we ought to do first?
Well, I was just thinking, I think the first thing for us to do, Autry, is to go over and get your other three men riding the night herd. That way we can all stand the ground against them rustlers together. What do you think?
If you really want to know, Sheriff, I think the rustlers are already here.
Why?
Now start reaching, all of you. The guest of honor should be arriving any minute. Sure enough, it was just as I suspected. Maisie had given the phony sheriff and the rest of her boys enough time to get the situation well under control, and then she came riding back in person. The only trouble was, she got right in the middle of camp before she realized what had happened.
Whoa! Whoa, boy!
Get down off that horse, Maisie.
What?
Your little plan hit a snag.
Autry!
That's right. Surprised?
Well, no, I can explain everything.
You can save all that conversation for the real sheriff. Now line up over there with the rest of your playful chums. One party that's going to break up early.
Well, why don't you say something?
Do I have to?
I suppose you're wondering if I'm ever going to learn, ain't you?
Something like that.
Look, how am I supposed to know Maisie's in cahoots with all them guys? And say, by the way, how did you know?
Well, sucker, I'll tell you. Do you remember when that phony sheriff said he thought it'd be a good idea for us all to go over and get our other three boys who were riding night herd?
Yeah, What about it?
Well, stop and think. How did he know there were only three men? Unless he'd already been over there himself and looked.
Oh, now I get it. But I still don't see how Maisie fitted into the picture.
Maisie's job was on the inside, Johnny. She'd wait until some sucker like you showed up at Silver Dollar. Then she'd take him for everything he had, money and all.
Nice, wholesome type of gal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gene.
Yeah?
You know something?
What?
I'm glad I ain't smart like you. Because then we'd both be smart, and I wouldn't get in no trouble, and then you wouldn't get a chance to show how smart you was.
That does it, brother. Good night, John. Good friends, here to my way of thinking is one of the prettiest songs ever written. What's more, judging from your cards and letters, lots and lots more of you seem to agree. So that being the case, I see no reason for delaying our musical journey any longer. A journey that's especially beautiful right now. When it's twilight on the jog along, the world is like a dream, and the ripple of the stream is my song. My ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. Never ever have a nickel in my jeans. Never ever have a debt to pay. Still I understand what real contentment means. Yes, I was born that way. When it's twilight on the trail, and my voice is still, please plant this heart of mine underneath a lonesome pine on the hill. Seems to be the last rung on the old ladder for this Smarty Ranch party. But we've got another swell get-together lined up for you at this same time and over these same stations, so try and join us then, won't you? Meantime, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gentian weed, I'm back in the saddle again.